Moncrief on News Talk.
You read about them appearing in other countries more often, but occasionally sinkholes can even appear in Ireland, a patch of ground that can suddenly and inexplicably disappear. Michelle McKeown is a lecturer in environmental geography at UCC. Good afternoon, Michelle.
Hi, Sean. How you doing?
Not too bad. Now, there was one just the other day in Scotland. Are we lucky that we don't get a lot of them?
Yeah, there was a really bad one in Dunbar only about 8 days ago. And that was caused by coastal erosion. So what happened was the actual waves washed away the soil underneath a street, and then the whole street collapsed. So we're lucky in Ireland that we don't get too many of them, but they can happen.
Right. Okay. What causes them to happen, and why are there more of them in some parts of the world than others?
Yeah, so sinkholes can be natural, so they can happen in the presence of soluble rocks, or they can be human caused as well. So you get natural kind of sinkholes, we call them dolines, in limestone landscapes. So in like the Burren, around Galway, Roscommon, you can get sinkholes. Now, some of them are more solutions, so they'll be solution sinkholes. So they look more like kind of dips in the land.
Okay.
But sometimes, if they're feeling a bit dramatic, they can collapse.
Yeah, but you kind of see in Florida, and they're like, you know, buildings suddenly disappear. Why isn't that happening in Galway?
Oh, Florida is sinkhole central. So the whole state actually sits on this really thick, soft, young limestone that dissolves really easily. And on top of that limestone, there's this sandy soil. So it's this geological equivalent to building a house on a pile of biscuits almost. You add in heavy rain, hurricanes, the warm, humid climate, and also lots of groundwater pumping. And you get the perfect recipe for these huge sinkholes. And Florida gets hundreds of them every year. And most of them are harmless, but some of them can actually be quite devastating.
Yeah. So the main reason is that, say, for instance, Florida has just rubbish limestone and our limestone's a bit better.
Our limestone's actually a lot older. So their limestone's only around, what is it, about 10 to 15 million years old. So it's still quite old. But ours is much older. It's around 350 million years. And we have kind of thick glacial soils on top of that. And we've got far less groundwater pumping. So we get the same processes, just much calmer.
Okay. And say in the weather we've been having, does that exacerbate it? Does that even by a small amount increase the danger of sinkholes in this country?
Yeah, heavy rain can definitely trigger sinkholes. It's rarely the original cause of them. So in some places, where we get limestone, for example, on the West Coast, the ground beneath your feet there is naturally full of cracks and cavities. And they've been forming slowly for hundreds, even thousands of years as the water dissolves the rock underground.
Yeah.
So intense rainfall, like we're having at the moment, can wash material like soil into some of these existing gaps. The soil can get heavier with rainwater, and you also get changes in the groundwater levels. So that extra pressure can be enough to, I suppose, weaken ground and we can finally give away. So it's kind of like a cardboard box that's been sitting in your attic for years. And if you imagine taking bits of the insides of the box out every so often, then you put a heavy shopping bag on top or spill some water on it, the whole thing can give way.
When was the last time that a sinkhole of any significance appeared in Ireland?
They actually had they had one in 2024 in Roscommon. And now this was more of a human induced one. So it was a burst sewer pipe, I think. And even in County Monaghan in 2018, they had one right under a GAA pitch that was linked to actually an old mine. And even in Sandy Mount in Dublin, it was just in 2024, actually. The one there was actually caused by water ingress from the surface. So actually water was getting in from the surface and removing some of the soil. So it was more by erosion. And then what happened is the road above it just gave way. But people reacted so well. They saw that it didn't look right and they moved people away. So no one was injured, luckily.
Okay, luckily. That was Sandy Mount. That's probably Ireland's most expensive sinkhole, you would have thought.
Yes.
In China, exactly. They have they're the king of sinkholes in terms of the size of them.
Oh, they're absolutely huge. Some of them are like 600 metres in width and plunge just like they're so deep you can't even see to the bottom of them. And some of them even have these vast forests and waterfalls and even ecosystems that are entirely isolated. So they're really extraordinary in size and they're beautiful thick limestone formations. They're just gorgeous.
Michelle, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Michelle McKeown there, lecturer in environmental geography at UCC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.